And welcome to Angel Answers with Amy, and we have a special announcement today. We have a new co-host, Stella, or Star Stella, or Stella Star, whatever you want to be called, Stella, is joining our show as a permanent co-host. Stella, welcome. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to you and everyone, too, and thank you, Amy.
Yes, you know, after I've gotten a lot of wonderful feedback about you, so it's been decided after the New Year, Stella was going to join the show as a permanent fixture. Sometimes Chris will fill in if one of us can't make it, but Stella and I are going to be the mainstay of the show. So, Stella, we have a really fun show today on Archangel Raphael. That's the angel of the month. This angel is a wonderful angel of healing, renewal, and rebirth. So we're going to discuss the characteristics of him. To me, it's a male. You know, like I said, angels can be male or female. So this is a male energy to me. And we'll talk about him. And then we're going to talk about upcoming topics. I just got a few announcements. We have a little change in the schedule. I don't post the schedule on the website yet. I may post suggested reading for the forgiveness series that is coming up towards the end of the month. But next week, we're going to talk about what to expect in a psychic reading versus an angel reading, maybe an oracle reading. And we're going to talk about our ethics, Stella and I, what we do as readers. Everybody reads differently. There's tons of readers out there. But if you're coming to us for a reading, we want you to know how we read and what we may say. So we're both of us are pretty straightforward in different ways. So we're going to talk about that. And then on the 16th, we're going to have Women for Sobriety, a special guest star, Julie from Women for Sobriety. She's going to be talking about addictions and how this is different than AA, and this is a woman's program, so that'll be good. And then on the 23rd and the 30th, we have Forgiveness, Part 1 and Part 2. And then we have next month, and then Stella, we're moving the numerology back to the second week in February, and then we have the Archangel of the Month. So we've got an exciting show here. So how you doing, Stella? I'm sorry, I just had to get that out of the way for you.
That's fine. I'm doing just fine, honey. I'm excited about today and about 2012 because I feel it has a lot of good surprises for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to, you know, stay real positive and go forward. And I've already had some, oh, gosh, like visions about 2012.
Oh,
and some,
really?
And signs, yes. I was real busy on the line this morning. And, my pay that I received this week is larger than it has been, like, since June. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's, you know, I'm getting all kinds of good signs here.
Yeah, and Stella and I are working on some projects of our own that will be cut, you know. We're going to be announcing, I think, what, towards the end of January, Stella?
Yes, we should have everything, you know, it depends on everybody else.
Right, yeah, we have some projects that we're doing, which we will share with you, of course. We have an exciting, I mean, we've got some exciting guests coming in February, March, April, and maybe even May. So we're going to have a great, you know, show. And like I said, Stella is going to be, you know, one of our mainstays. And then Chris will come on occasionally to do his thing. He's more of the paranormal, you know, candle magic, Wicca. You know, we want to bring a different diversity to the show. And we're going to have different guests. So this is going to be really good for all of us. But today, you know, I think with the new year, which I felt the energy, I actually felt the energy of the new year coming in around December. I didn't feel it coming in January. I felt the beginning of December. I think it had to do with a lot of things that was going on in my personal life, but things really did pick up. Like, I think around December 6th, for some reason, I had some major changes in a good way come in my way as well, and I had to refocus on different things. So, you know, people say that 2012 or the new year has resolutions. Why do you need resolutions when, well, we just changed that to making changes in our lives or goals? A friend of mine brought that out. I was like, I like that, goals and changes. You know, what do I want to accomplish for 2012? And it's going to be a good year, I think, all the way around. I don't believe in the gloom and doomers. That's not my thing. That might be somebody else's thing, but that's not what's in my world. I don't know about you, Stella, but the gloom and doomers.
Exactly.
You know, and that's not what this show's about. And so Stella and I,
If you have something negative to say, you need to say it in a paper bag and then burst the paper bag, because I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm one for acknowledging your feelings but moving past them. You have to get the feelings up before. You know, when we talk about forgiveness, we're going to touch about feelings and what to do with them. I think I'm going to be posting in the next couple weeks on, you know, the bottom of the profile page for Angel Answers. There's like a schedule for next week's show. I'm going to post some reading material about forgiveness if you want to follow along. There's some excellent books out there, so we're going to be talking about that. And we'll be taking calls like in about 15, 20 minutes in the second half of the show. I'm going to give you some phone numbers for anyone who's interested. It's 1-888-627-6008, and that's in the U.S. and Canada. And outside the U.S. and Canada is 530-413-4522. So we've got some exciting things on the show, and, you know, on my personal life too, I'm getting married this year. God knows when that's going to be, but I got to make a decision when I'm going to do it. So it's going to be a good. You've got a lot of changes too coming your way, I know, and that's good. Well, today's show, we're talking about transformation, healing, and rebirth. Archangel Gabriel is last month. Raphael is this month. And Raphael is the healer angel, and God has healed, or healer of God. And when I work with, I'm a healer because I work with the integrated energy therapy. I use Raphael sometimes if somebody has some deep-seated anger issues, especially letting go of the past, letting go. So I use Archangel Raphael in many ways. And he's one of those angels that's not really mentioned in the Bible, only maybe in the Catholic canon has the Book of Tobit, and it's supposedly he's in there. So, you know, it's in the Book of Enoch as well. So he is a very interesting angel to work with because of two things. He is the archangel of doctors, of, you know, healers, physicians, pharmacists, and nurses, and mental illness, insanity. He's really a healer of a lot of things. If you have a relationship that needs to be healed, you can call in Archangel Raphael, a very powerful angel. And like I said, I call him in when I need to do some major healing. You know, you can use him for yourself as well. If you're trying to let go of the past, like I'm sure a lot of us are, you know, we have to, you know, use what's at our disposal. So what do you think about that, Stella? You did some research on Raphael as well.
Yes, also, he is the patron of the blind and happy meetings and travelers.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And his feast day is celebrated on September 29th.
Oh. Ooh,
but he, and also, he is one of the seven chief angels, you know. And
archangels, you mean? Yeah.
Yes, yes. And he's also known as the Semitic god of air. And he is one of four presences, you know, set over all the diseases and all the wounds of the children.
Right. Yeah, you could call him chief angel. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, an archangel is like a chief angel. You're right.
Right.
You got it, you know. And when different angels have different maybe colors, and he is green.
Yes.
Very beautiful green. There's like an emerald green that surrounds him. So he's a real...
Yes.
He's
also, besides Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel, they're the only archangels mentioned by name in the Bible. And Raphael's name means God heals.
Yes, that's correct. He is... but he's mentioned only in the Roman canon, Tobit, and the Book of Tobit and the Book of Enoch, which they call that the Bible Apocrypha or something like that. I don't remember. It's been 10 billion years since I read that book. So, but he's a very powerful angel. A lot of the archangels are not mentioned in the Bible. Some of them are like Gabriel, but some of them are not. So, you know, or Michael. So, you know, he's a very... you know, like Metatron. We'll do a show on Metatron, Archangel Metatron. He's from the Jewish, you know, book of the Torah. So there's different angels for different things. But hey, no, nobody says we can't use them, right?
That's right. Well, he's charged with healing the earth and protecting the young, the innocent, and the travelers, you know. He's mm-hmm. the angel of prayer, joy, love, healing, brings you knowledge. He's associated with spring and, like, rebirth. And I know, like, in the springtime, that's what I associate him with. I always call on him, like, to renew, like, all the cells in my body and take out all the garbage and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Let the crocuses grow in me, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, because when you do a healing, especially when you work with different modalities, you want to take away, you want to take out the negativity, but you have to replace it with something else, something positive. So you're taking something, as a healer, when I'm working with different areas, I take something out and I put something in, especially during my integrated energy therapy sessions. I'll do that. And it, because you just can't walk around with a big hole around there. It's just going to come back. So you're right. The positivity, the negativity goes out and the positivity goes in.
Absolutely. And with your thoughts, too. And if you'll remember that, you know, it's like when you change your way of thinking, just always visualize, or I do, I always see, like, the pan of dirty dishwater being thrown away, you know, down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the clarity comes, and clarity will come if you're positive. And if you call on the angels, and they don't come unless you call them. And I found that out, like, real recently. Man, they, like, wake me up in the middle of the night with ideas and give me answers and poke me and everything else, you know? It's like, gosh.
I know, you told me that. You blame me for that. And I said, no.
I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I saw an angel formation in the fog the other morning right outside my window. I went, hello, I know I'm protected.
Yes, we are. We have four around me. Mm-hmm. And that is true. When you really look for the angels and the sign of the angels, when I was reopening up, I would say, I did have angels appear to me, and I felt their presence, and it was a life-transforming experience for me, because I knew I was, you're never alone, okay, Stella, you're never alone, but
right.
Sometimes you feel like you're alone, and when you have, when you know the angels are there, then you know you have, there's someone, you know, other entities that are out there to help you, and that's what I felt, because I was feeling really alone at that time. I just didn't know, like I said, when I reopened up 10, 11, not quite 12 years, I didn't know that I was opening up again, and I didn't know what to do, and I was lost in the fog. But the angels helped me through it, and I'm grateful for that.
Mm, absolutely.
You're led to where you're supposed to. You're led. You always tell me you're led, and I agree with that. You're led to where you need to be.
Yes, absolutely. And you know when you're not at the right place, you know?
Exactly, right.
And you always get the... Like, I always get these feelings, like, when change is, like, near, it's
mm-hmm.
like I'll just sense and, like, my, you know, like, I'll get butterflies in my stomach and everything, and it's a different kind of butterfly than when you're anxious about something or scared or worried. It's like the butterflies are just fluttering around there, and you just know that any time because of your anticipation, you know? It's like subconsciously I'll find myself going and looking out the windows and you know, and then after a while I'll realize, I'll go, you know, the same house is across the street, Stell. What are you doing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I really think what happened for me, I think I may have told this story. About 4 years ago, I was doing readings on the side, and I was working as a paralegal in a big law firm. And I remember I knew change was imminent, and I knew it. And I was sitting there in the office, and I said, I'm not supposed to be here anymore. A month later, I was let go. And that was okay with me because I knew I no longer needed to be there. And I was okay about it. The change within me was calm. But you just know. Your soul, I think, knows the truth, and it knows that it has to move forward and move on. I think it knows before you're supposed to really accept it. The more you resist the change, the more it's going to persist. What you resist persists. So it's just go with the flow. That's the best thing you can do.
Absolutely. And also, it's like, you know, you can actually harm yourself. It's like you're cutting your own finger when you resist it, because you always have to know that when one door shuts, it's like God opens a window. And that absolutely. And when I got let go in 1990 from the oil company, you know, within 5 days, I had another job. And I went to a Hallmark store, and in a frame was that when God closes a door, he opens a window. And I have that by my door wherever I live since then. And it's absolutely true. It's like, and then so I didn't have to draw unemployment because I didn't want to do that. I went downstairs after I got let go, and the security lady was there at the desk, and I told her, I said, I just got laid off because oil's $1 a barrel, you know. And she said, well, we have openings. She said, do you want to work? So I worked part-time as a security person driving the bus, driving people around the hospital, while I looked for other work. So it was, you know, I never have been, like, without a job. I've never, like, missed a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And I just call on God. And in North Dakota with two kids, after 3 months, I got let go at the Chevrolet dealership. And then I went back to the employment agency I had gone to, and the very next day she sent me out to Morehead State College, and I got hired, excuse me, and then the day after I interviewed at the two, because I was going to work part-time in the morning at one division in, you know, in one area, and then in the afternoon in another area, and the very next day I got called and said, you have the job, and they welcomed me, and I stayed there until I came to Texas. So I've never, like, panicked, you know, about money or anything. I mean, I have, but then I get a grip on myself, you know.
Right.
And I realize it's going to be, you know, I always feel like this is to teach me a lesson. And, you know, like when my money slowed down since June, and it really did teach me a lesson.
Yeah, so, it does, you're right, you know.
Everything that comes your way, it's like you may growl and, you know, screw up your face and everything else, but there's a message in it for you.
Yes, there is a message or a lesson in it. Life is full
exactly.
of lessons, and there's a lesson in it for each of us. Even if we are the administrator of a lesson to somebody else, there's a message in it for us. Maybe we had to stand up for ourselves. Or we had to keep our mouth shut, you know. Maybe we're too much, you know, speaking our truth. Maybe that person needs to be on their journey, and we told them enough, and we need to move forward. Whatever it is, we're all part of the lesson. And I forgot a couple other announcements. Sorry, we have a Facebook page up, Angel Answers with Amy Toy, and we also have a Twitter account, so you can follow us on Twitter. Go on the profile page, and you can follow us or Facebook us, like us, and. Wonderful. Chris started the Facebook page and the Twitter account. So we are cooking with gas, aren't we?
Absolutely. And we have 6 burners instead of 4. I feel like we need 2 more. I feel like I need a couple more arms here and another head, you know. I'm learning so much and I'm receiving so much information, especially at 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning. It's like I'm like a little mouse, you know, in the house in the dark. I'm scurrying from the bed to the desk to write things down and back to bed and then scurrying to the desk again.
But you're receiving some good messages, and I took, you know, my clients or whatever, if there's messages, write it down sometimes, like you have in the middle of the night. They used to do that with me, too, but I put a boundary up and I'm like, look, dudes, you know, I love you guys. I love my spiritual team. But, I need some sleep here. You're not.
I'm not.
You don't have a physical body. I do. It requires rest.
Well, I always tell everybody that you know, people say they don't dream, and I go, but when you, because I don't dream always either, but I always say, when you have a dream, there's specific information there. And I keep a small pad and pen by my bed, because I'll wake up and I'll think, oh, I'll remember that. And you know what? You really don't. You don't remember all the details. So now when I have a dream and it wakes me up, because it always does, I write down keywords or some sentences or whatever. And it always comes to pass. Like, I always find out what the symbols are that are in my dream and everything. So you really need to pay attention, because, and usually the answers I get are answers I've been searching for. And sometimes you get answers and complete sentences or whatever about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe what you need to do or not do, you know?
Exactly. And that's what some people that call us, and I'll say, what is your first, you know, your guides will talk to you. I said, and it's better than any psychic greeting you can get for Stellar Eye, because sometimes you can get the answers right from yourself. And people are like, I don't trust my intuition. Well, your intuition is usually the whispers that God places in your ear.
That's
and
right.
So sometimes they speak through dreams, dream premonition. I've had that myself. I've had things where I've dreamt of, you know, things that they call deja vu. You're like, it was here before, and I've had a dream about that. So
yes.
Your dreams are very pertinent, and that's another show. I like to do dream interpretation. I had a friend of mine come to me, and she was asking me about some dreams, and it's a good thing to kind of remember, because when you're going through transitions in your life, you get the answers in your dreams. If they're the most outlandish dreams that you ever wanted to have, the answers are usually in there. I think they're more outlandish when, you know, they want you to remember things. At least that's been my experience anyway.
Absolutely, and I love to do dream interpretation, too. And I tell people, you know, when you have a dream, call me, and we'll look at it, because you've got specific things you're supposed to do, or a message, or how to heal, you know, your hurt or something.
Okay. We're going to take about a five-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be taking calls, and we'll take about 5 minutes, okay? We'll be right back. And welcome back to Angel Answers with Amy and Stella. That's how it's going to be, Angel Answers with Amy and Stella. Stella Star. We had to take a little bit of a break, but we have a caller already. And I'm just going to remind the callers about the phone numbers. Within the continental U.S. and Canada is 1-888-627-6008. And then outside Canada and the U.S., it's 530-413-4522. And I believe we have a caller. I believe it's Leslie, right?
Hello.
Hi, Leslie. How you doing? Nice
Hi.
To meet you.
How are you? I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I wanted to say...
Welcome to our show.
Hmm?
Welcome
to our
show.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Happy New Year to everyone.
Stella
had mentioned something about change. And I always felt, change your thoughts and you change your world.
Right.
And I also have, you know, when I listen to people and they're saying, you know, I've been praying and praying and I'm not getting what I want. And I tell people, when you're not getting what you want, it's maybe for a very good reason. Perhaps the Lord is protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
From this person or something, there's a reason why you're not getting it, and it's for your greater good. And also, when people can't let go of the past, I feel like when the door of happiness is closed, another door opens, but sometimes people are so busy looking at the closed door, they fail to see the new door with all its opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And they just stick in the past, and they can't, it's like almost they can't see the new light.
Mm-hmm.
So I really pray for everyone in this new year, you know, have the power, pray to the Lord, pray to your angels, pray to your archangels, your guardian angel, and just pray to be released of the past. Because you can't move on to the future if you're constantly living in the past.
Exactly.
So I just wish that for everyone this year.
Well, thank you. Yes, and that's... that's one thing that my hope is that some of my clients that call about the same issue, that they will release mm-hmm. the past because maybe they're holding on to a relationship that was toxic, and it's time for them mm-hmm. to let it go. And I pray for, I will sometimes say to them, they'll say, well, can you read for me? I said, no, you're not moving past it. I'm going to give you the same answer I gave you last week or yesterday. You know, it's time
for you to there's no other answer you can give them.
I know, he's an idiot or she's an idiot.
Yeah, it's true, and it you know, people. I don't think a lot of people think of too praying to the angels, and angels are so powerful. Like there's so many saints that would pray to their guardian angel to go to the other person's guardian angel and give their guardian angel the message to give to them.
Mm-hmm.
So even with our own little, you know, not little guardian angels, no angels are little, but even not the guardian, like just your, even if you just pray to your guardian angel, I mean, guardian angels are even very powerful. But the archangels, like you're saying, are, you know, Jesus is, the Lord's in the center, and all those archangels form mm-hmm. a circle around the Lord.
You are correct.
So they're very powerful.
Yeah, they all lead to the same, big God, you know, basically. I love about the archangels and the guardian angels, too. When I was first opening up, my guardian angel had come to me. Her name is Ariana, and she made herself.
Oh, her name's Cleo.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
I always think of a hound dog when she says that.
Well, I like Cleo because I'm a Leo, so Cleo, it sounds like Leo, but it's Cleo. There's logic there.
Yes, I always said there's a method to my madness, and it's not madness.
Yes, it's
different
for me.
You know, when I was growing up, I had, we used to go out to, I live in Western New York, but we used to go to the Rochester area. My aunt and uncle had, you know, I think it was a basset hound, you know, dogs that look like you want to go on Prozac after you look at them,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're so depressing. Mm-hmm. Her name was Cleo, too. Oh, my God. And she was the most loving dog, but she would be walking around. I'm like, that dog looks more sadder than my dad, you know?
I know. That's why I don't like to look at them. They just look so sad. Well, I want to wish everyone a happy new year, and I'm really, really enjoying your show. It's very informative, and I will continue to listen to it. And I just wish everyone for 2012, be yourself. It's who you do best. Don't copy off of it. Just be yourself.
Yes, that is very true. Thank you very much, sweetheart. You have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, Amy and Stella, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you, Leslie. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. What a sweet lady. I love that. She's got a lot of purple around her, which tells me a lot of spiritual insight around this woman.
Absolutely.
And that is true. Looking at that closed door and not looking at maybe there's another opportunity. Like when it comes to relationships, we're looking at the closed door in the past. And what happened when Lot's wife tried to leave Sodom and Gomorrah? She turned into a salt shaker, right? She looked back and God made her a pillar of salt.
Right.
That's a clue that we don't need to look back at the past. Now, I'm not into the Bible stuff. You know, I've read the Bible, but I just remember that analogy. When I look back at the past, I'm like, I don't want to turn into a salt shaker like Lot's wife. And that is so true. And this is a year of change and of changing our habits and changing maybe how we're thinking about one thing. And it takes, how long does it take to change a habit? 20, 30 days or something? 20 days, 30 days or something like that? It becomes, in our long-term memory. And that's what sometimes we need to do is make changes, but we don't even have to wait till the new year. We can wait. Every new day we wake up as a new beginning for each and every one of us. It doesn't have to be next year. Well, I didn't make my New Year's resolution. It's January 2nd, 2012.
Right.
So I'll wait until next year. Procrastination is the worst thing you can do. And change. And that's what Archangel Raphael wants us to do. You know, change is good. And letting go of the past, you know, for myself, why do you think I'm bringing in forgiveness into the show? Because as I learn it and teach it, you know, it helps me too. What I teach you is what I'm learning as well. So that's why Stella and I are doing the forgiveness series. It's going to be good for both of us. We could all work on this stuff. Anger, letting go of anger. I didn't realize when I was going through the forgiveness material about the anger that was coming. I'm like, oh, that's an issue of mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. Well, like I said, we want to remind people to call in at 1-888-627-6008. That's within U.S. and Canada. And the other phone number outside the U.S. and Canada is 530-413-4522. And Estelle and I will be happy to give you some angelic messages. The angels are waiting. I see them, like, you know, rubbing their hands together like, okay, let's go.
Absolutely.
I got a visual from Mariana today. She's like, but I mean, Stella, what are you thinking of? Do you have anything you want to work on this year? Have you thought about that?
Just letting go and letting God, and like, which I've been doing, but like, just know that whatever comes, that's what's supposed to be there at the moment, and live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to do. Instead of like trying to see the whole picture, I'm just looking at today.
Mm-hmm.
And then going forward. But it's like there's just like so many things, like what we're doing now and everything, and trying to learn and get organized. And I just stop, and then I just take, like, one folder at a time, and I go through it and organize it, and that's what I'm trying to remember to do with everything in life. Like, just picture a folder, and you're just organizing it, and then you'll go to the next folder.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, yeah, I know. I'm tax season's coming upon me, and my desk is full of stuff that, oh, my goodness.
I know.
But I'm much more organized than I was last year, believe it or not, as I'm going through this. I was interested when Leslie talked about prayer. Prayer is the conduit of miracles, and that's from A Course in Miracles. The Course is actually a good book for those who want to maybe have A Course in Miracles. It's an old. It was channeled in the late 70s to a woman named Helen Schumann, I believe. I can't. But that she talks about prayer is, you know, the conduit of miracles, and it also has 365 days of exercises. Every day there's a different exercise to do. So it does help with forgiveness and meditation and getting to your higher self. But I like prayer as a conduit of miracles. And that's true. Praying to your angels, praying to God, praying to, you know, saints, praying to deities, whatever you pray to, does help us maybe see a sign. I know. I always pray to my, you know, I just talk to my guides, especially the one guide I have, which we'll be talking about next week, Jeremy. He's a very powerful guide. He came in early part of last year, and he kind of determines, he's been pushing me forward with many, many miracles in my life, things I never would have thought I would be doing this year and next year, you know, pushing forward and breaking new ground. So it's going to be a good year, I think, for a lot of ways. You know, we're still not out of the slump that we, you know, as a whole country, but we're not going to go into that because That's just...
No, I just feel like there's going to be, like, a lot of new opportunities. If you just, like you said...
Okay. Oh, you want to finish your thoughts, sweetheart? Because we got
just,
a caller.
Just that we just need to know that everything is... If we just leave the door closed, like we were saying, you know, and we just look at... when the door opens, you know, seeing an open door and seeing everything, like the sun, the ray of the sunshine coming in, and just anticipate, like, we may not know what that ray of sunshine, what the angels are going to slide down it to us, but definitely when we see the ray of sunshine, we're going to receive something.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay, we have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Karen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Karen. How you doing, honey?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was just calling to find out. I was in a long, long marriage that is. I've been going through a divorce now for a while, and I was wondering if this coming year can possibly be worse or better.
Oh, sure, honey. Sure. You want to just talk about romance, or?
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. I don't know. Stella, do you want to start off? And
I'm just seeing where you finally let go of all the tears and sadness and negativity around it, haven't you? Because I'm seeing you taking a step back and making new resolution around yourself. You know, honey, I'm just seeing where you're going to be with somebody who is very understanding, who is a listener, and it's like he just knows what to say to you. And I'm seeing him, he's either in business for himself or he has a powerful position, because I'm seeing this man never sitting down or being still. And I'm seeing him coming in right away. But I'm seeing a resolution. It's like the load's being taken off of you, where you feel like you were really hurt and stabbed in the back and everything else. That's all going to be gone, honey.
Oh, that's what I pray for.
Yes, I'm seeing the angels healing you, and patience pays off. And your health is going to improve, and that's probably because you're letting go of all the stress, honey. I'm seeing a man around. I'm seeing a man coming in around you who has like high cheekbones and kind of a square jaw and intense eyes, dark hair, and he has a longer torso than legs. But he's tall. But it's because he has a long torso. But he's very much focused on everything, and just like, and he will be as focused on you as he is his work, as he is a pretty stone or anything. It's like you'll have his all his attention, you know. It's like when you try to talk to him and he won't be like watching the football game and going, yeah, you know, and then when he gets done, it's like he didn't hear a word you said, you know. He's going to definitely listen to you.
that'll be a first in a lifetime.
No, it's going to be good, honey. And where things have been going nowhere, you know, you feel like you're always making a right turn or a left turn, and it doesn't matter which way you go, you hit, like, you come to a dead end. Well, that's not going on now. I'm seeing you being center stage in this man's life and at work and everything. You're going to notice that when you open your mouth, it's like people stop and listen to you. And the truth is being revealed through the angels and through a dream, honey, and that's coming pretty quick.
Oh, very good.
So, Amy, do you have something you want to add?
Oh, yeah, I do. Actually, Karen, I have some wonderful messages. There was a time where you didn't trust yourself. The angels are telling me you need to start trusting your own judgment again, okay? And that's part of letting go of the past. Forgive yourself for what happened. You didn't do anything wrong in this situation. You could have not have known what was going on in your marriage. Trust yourself. You're having some freedom, but the intention is a new man is coming in. And I'm feeling like you're going to be fully involved in the time of Aries, so that's around the end of March into beginning of April. You're going to meet this guy, but you're going to be in a nice, you know, pattern of relationship before Aries comes in. And this man that Stella described is very loving, very caring, and you were meant to meet him. Like our previous caller said, one door closes, another one opens. So trust yourself, sweetheart. You're on the right path, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Karen.
Happy
Have a great
New
day,
Year.
Sweetheart. You too, sweetheart.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that message was coming through for me with her. I saw trust herself. That's what one thing my guide, you know, one of my angels were saying, trust herself. She can do it. I'm like, okay, I'll tell her.
Yeah, I don't want her to be, like, apprehensive about this man or thinking it's too good to be true either, because he's not. It's like they're brought together because wham, bang, that's what the universe did, you know, set off a firework and he appeared. So she's going down a good road this year.
Yes, and that's a lot of us. I think since 08 to 09, we had a lot of turbulence on the plane here. But now we're coming up the Rocky Mountain range here. They're showing me a mountain. And that, you know, how you get turbulence over, and we're over the coastal skies, getting a little bit back on our feet here. So a lot of us are, actually. Some of us, it's going to be another year of transformation. But I think other people, it's going to be finally what you placed out into the universe, the intention of maybe a relationship or something better coming into your life or your business or whatever you're working on. You know, it's going to come back.
Right. And it depends on what your personal year is as far as numerology goes, too, which we'll talk about later.
Oh, next month, I know. You're going to be, Stella's going to be teaching us the basics of numerology. We want to give the audience, like, kind of a general, you know, smattering of you know, what the different tools of divination, you know, both Stella and I do, and other readers do as well. And numerology is something that I use a little bit. I used to know it really well, but I haven't used it. I only use it if I know what, I want to kind of know what year you're in or what life path number or whatever you're using. Stella's more, you know, more well-read on that, I guess. Right, Stella?
Well, I know, I know a little bit more than the basics, but to do a complete numerology reading, it takes me, like, quite a while because I don't use a computer program. A lot of people, a lot of numerologists use a computer program. I don't use a computer program. I do it from scratch, so to speak, with the numbers. So I can't do like a new, or I wouldn't do a numerology reading if somebody's paying me by the minute to read for them. You know, it's like
I would just do the,
if they wanted a numerology reading, then I would do it, and then they could call me, and I would just tell them everything, you know.
And, yeah, and sometimes it's better if you email us through pmp-advisors.com or angelicamy35@gmail.com, and we can get back to you, you know, with that. It's better if you tell us your birth date or whatever, especially Stella. Not me, I really don't do numerology like I used to. That's something I don't. I'm mostly messages come through me or come to me. And stuff. So everybody has their different ways of tuning in, but we all tune into the higher source. So
exactly.
And that's the point, you know. And next week when we talk about what a reading is, what's a psychic reading versus an angel reading, there's a lot of differences. And even oracle readings. I took an oracle course reading, which I haven't been certified yet because I haven't done the number of readings, and I'm thinking I do readings for a living. I just did it because I wanted to, you know, experience something different. That's different, too. That is more in-depth as well. I think that's more on a personal level, but I've used the Oracle cards for clients, and they're pretty on target. So there's many ways that tarot cards, I do the tarot, too. So does Stella, but you do tarot in a different way, right, Stella?
I just get messages from the cards.
I don't
know one card from the other. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a tool that was handed to me and just, you know, to prove that I was, and I hate the clair words, but clairvoyant, intuitive, and, you know, and it just, like when I would tell people things and everything or the messages that would come through me, it amazes me, and it still does. Like when the angels tell me something, it's like, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have to, like, really tap me on the shoulder to get my attention, but they get it.
Yeah, well, like, I had a former client contact me over the weekend, and this person I had read before, but I was shut down. And I thought I could read for this person, and I can't because my guy, Jeremy, you know, will determine who I will read for and who I can't. So when the angels or my guides tell me something, I have to listen. I'm only the messenger. I'm only the channel or the conduit that I, you know, we're only the plug that they plug us into, you know.
Right.
I don't know what else how to put it. People don't get that. They think you can just pierce the veil, so to speak, and you can't. You just can't do it. It's just not possible.
I know they think we're God, and I've been told
that. And we're not gods. No, we're not. And, you know, I'm far from it. I'm telling you. If you saw my office right now, God wouldn't live like this. Seriously, with the clutter.
That's the way mine is. Yeah, I know.
We're not gods. We're not infallible. We're not anything like that. We're just people
that
who have
bring
chosen.
Messages.
We get messages. We're here to help you, first of all. You know, we're not here to be, angered at because we're not giving you what you want. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to know. And same with Stella here. She's a pretty straightforward reader, and we've gotten hung up on the line, you know, the lines we work because of that. And it's how your delivery is. I get that. But sometimes, you know, the messages are like, hey, you've got to move on from this situation. And or you've got to move forward, and, you know, you can't be stuck in the past, or you can't do this, or, you know, you're calling us for guidance, and people just don't get that we're just the messengers. We're only the messengers. We're not the people that determine who we can read for, too. Sometimes I've had people call me, and there's a total disconnect. And I'm like, okay, and I'm not going to waste your time or money for it. I'm just, that's not my ethics. What do you think,
I Noah? Just see darkness. I don't get anything. I just get darkness, and I don't get any messages. It's almost like, you know, I have laryngitis. I can't even open my mouth, so I have to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just like with everything, and I know people have heard this all their life, you know. God's only going to help you if you help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way with our messages. I mean, we can tell you what is coming down the pike and everything else and show you the sunshine and everything, you know. But if you don't act on it, it's not going to come to pass. And if you have doubts, it's not going to come to pass. You have to take what we tell you as messages from above, and then it's up to you to act on it. And I tell everybody that to listen to my words, and you don't have to take notes, because just make believe you have a baseball cap on your head, and all my words are under the baseball cap. And when things start flowing, these words are going to fall out, and you're going to hear my voice all over again. And then when things, you know, when something I've told you starts happening and everything, then know that you are helping yourself, and then it's time to call me and we can look further down the road, because I don't know time. Amy doesn't know time. And we just know that, you know, you're the only one that knows, and when, you know, because you feel it or you see it or whatever, and then, like I said, we can look further down the road, but sometimes you're supposed to have whatever we see right away, and sometimes the angels think, no, you're not mature, you know, you're not ready to accept it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel that sometimes that when I'm not getting a message for somebody, I'm not meant to. I'm meant to just kind of back away and say, look, I've told people to call other people because I'm like, I'm not getting anything for you. Every one psychic does not fit all. We're not shoes. We don't fit one size fits all here. There's different advisors for different reasons. What maybe Stella's seeing is maybe what, you know, if I'm not seeing it, maybe Stella's going to see it or vice versa. Or maybe she's going to, everybody has different gifts and different abilities. And I really think that, you know, it's my karma if I can't tell you anything. Maybe I thought I could read for you, or maybe. But then what happens is they're like, no, we're not having you read for this person. You're not meant to connect with this person. You got to let it go. And so I just feel that when somebody comes to me for a reading, yeah, I have good intentions. I want to read for you. I want to help you. But sometimes I can't read for you. And it's very rare, but it happens. It happens once in a while. And it's not any failure on our part as a person. It's just that maybe you're not meant to read with that person for whatever reason.
Exactly. It's like someone has a more explicit message or you have a better connection with, you know?
Exactly.
And especially like people that call that want to test the psychic. No.
Oh, I hate those. Oh, my God, I hate those. You know, it's like they
tell me something about myself, you know, or tell me something in my past or whatever. When they do that, I know that they're skeptical, and I can't even pick up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't believe in the first place that in the messages that the angels are going to bring them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it.
I look at it as, you know, you're wasting my time and your time questioning me and testing me. That's why we do this show, so we can show you, hey, that we are who we are. And okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
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 Yes, my name is Brett.
Hi,
Brett.
Brett.
How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great, great. Well, I just wondered if I'd get a mini reading from you. I have plans to do a lot of things this year, but right now I'm waiting for funds to come in, and I was just wondering if what you might be able to tell me.
Okay, sure. Stella, do you want to take this guy?
Okay. Brett, I'm seeing money all around you, and I'm seeing a celebration. I'm seeing you being flexible, and also you will... Now, you did like a visualization, or you had a dream about what you're doing or something, didn't you?
Well, not that I can Not that I can consciously recall right now, but you know, I do have plans to. I do have tentative plans to go out to Portland, Oregon, with this friend of mine, and do some past life regression and some.
See, you're doing visualization here. I'm seeing it becoming a reality, Brett, and a new business, and I'm seeing your hand, the palm of your hand is filled with coins.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing that coming right away. In fact, you have a phone call coming right at your feet, and when I see a phone call coming in or a text or whatever, I always say phone call because I forget about all this other newfangled stuff. It's like it's going to come like within 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing where, it, like this partner that you're going to have out there, a friend, I'm seeing where, you know, it's like you're the peanut butter and they're the jelly. You know, it's like you just come together.
Uh-huh.
And
are
you're going to go pretty quick.
Are you referring to a female?
No, I'm talking about the business relationship.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about the business. You asked me about business.
Yeah, right. I wasn't sure if you... Okay.
No, I'm talking about business. It's like, you know, it's like you bring your knowledge to the table and he brings his knowledge to the table, and I'm just seeing where you're not hanging by a thread and everything's going to start going. Are you going pretty quick?
Well... I'm expecting, I'm hoping for some news this week,
Yeah, because I'm seeing it right in the circle and right on your face. So, and I'm seeing, like I said, the large coins filling your hand, and that's right away.
Uh-huh. It's about the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar.
Do what?
Part of it, yeah. Well, I've got a number of things that, cooking in the fire right now, but one of them is the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar. You know, they just declared themselves a sovereign nation here on the 1st of January since the troops left.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well,
because I'm seeing you being real, real self-assured, and all is going to go well for you. And you've been, like, asking a lot of questions, and if you haven't been, start. Because
okay.
I'm seeing being competitive, it's like I'm picking up, be competitive because you win, you know? Don't just accept an answer, like scratch the surface and get to why that answer came or whatever. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing you...
Can I ask you a quick question about a female in my past or not?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's a girl been on my mind really heavy for the last 8 months or so, and it's been a long time since I talked to her, and we just went out a couple times when we were quite young, and her name is Grace, and I just wonder if you could tell me why she's been so heavy on my mind since the 1st of April last year.
Well, I'll take that up. I feel that this person, I believe when we think of other people, they're thinking of us as well. We're like transmitters. We're like antenna. We pick up on other people.
Amen.
And I'm getting like 6 months out here for you, though. I got the soulmate card, which tells me that romance will be coming your way probably by the later, like early to middle part of summer here.
Is it with her or is it somebody else?
I believe it's going to be somebody new. I believe Grace is going to be coming back into your life, though. There's going to be some finality or closure here for some reason. But there's somebody else coming your way, Brett.
Is she going through a divorce or a separation or something?
There has been
turmoil.
She's coming to some decisions about her relationship, but nothing's final. And I'm hearing March.
You're hearing what?
The month of March, when all this comes together with you and Grace.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 Great. Well, I guess you're getting close to running out of time, so I'll just thank you and say goodbye. I'll try I'll probably try to do a private reading sometime.
Brett. Thank you so much.
Please do that. And you just enjoy your new year and you know, just keep your eyes wide open because you've got a lot of surprises coming and a lot of things falling into place for you, Brett.
Great.
And you're making the right move, trust me.
Happy New Year, both.
Thank you very much, Brett. You have a great day. Well, Stella, we got to close our show. It's almost,
Gosh, that went fast.
Yeah, so everyone have a great day. Next week we're going to do about what to expect in a psychic reading, and Stella and I will see you then. Take care, Stella.
You too, Amy. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.